When the world keeps telling you you're not enough the way you are, you feel like you've tried everything 100 times before. Listen closely and you'll hear a voice coming from inside, telling you how to love your body.
Hello and welcome to How to Love Your Body. I am Jenna and this is Lauren.
Hello.
And we're here today to talk about what does it mean for intuitive eating to work? This is going to be a bit of a nuanced conversation, really about intuitive eating, what it might look like for you, what your definition of it working is or should be, so that you kind of know what you're working towards. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, I think the biggest issue, and Lauren experienced this weekend, she could tell you a bit about this little interaction she had, but lots of people think, oh, you've lost weight on something, that therefore it worked. And there's no deeper discussion of what are the side effects? What are your experience mentally? How are you eating? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling at peace? Are you feeling at home in your body? And so with diet culture, oh, you gained weight on intuitive eating, it must not be working. And if you lost weight when you're intuitive eating, it's working. And so that really has limited us in not understanding what it means for intuitive eating to quote unquote work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just became like, I mean, I feel like I've always been very clear that intuitive eating works differently for everybody. And I don't even like that. I don't even like the way I said that. Like, not works differently. It's just, it's just eating. And I feel like everybody has a different experience. And I think we've always said that. It's not like something that's like, oh, I've finally become aware that everybody has a different experience as an intuitive eater. We've known that. But when I had I had two conversations over the last couple weeks with two different family members that I haven't seen in a while. And they knew me as like somebody who was like super into like, you know, I used to do Herbalife and I was like, you know, super into like health coach and like helped people, like, interestingly enough, I was like helping people trying to lose weight. And I feel like that's where you go from dieter to like health coach to try to get people to like do what you do and lose weight and be obsessed with their body and food and stuff. And then you realize like that's not it. And you like switch into intuitive eating. I feel like, well, that's how Jenna came through. And I feel like that's how a lot of people come through, especially if you were obsessed in the diet world. Of course, you're going to make it into a career, right? So once I kind of was that, so a lot of my family members know me as like, oh, she was building a business. She was a health coach. She sold these products and it definitely was about working out and losing weight. So it makes sense when they, and it's been, you know, when like family doesn't really know what you do ever, like they just have it. Like, I still think they think I like teach how to lose weight, but with a different business, I don't know. So I had a couple conversations and they commented on my body and, or just said, oh, what are you doing these days?
Well, I think it's good to be transparent. I mean, you are, I think, thinner than you have been in the past just by chance. That's just what your body's doing right now. And so to deny that is silly, but that's it's not obviously super typical of most people who stop dieting.
Right. So then people are like, oh, what are you doing? Like, you seem thinner or whatever. Or like one comment was, oh yeah, you seem thinner. You used to be like, he was trying to say it quote unquote in a nice way. Like, oh, you used to be more muscular. Like, and I was like, I'm really not doing anything. I'm not following a plan. And you know, when you're trying to explain the whole world on dieting, when somebody's like in the diet world, it's like, I'm not like, oh, well, I'm an undieter and this is what I do. I just kind of like said it in a way of like, I just don't follow a specific plan. I'm really not into like obsessively working out anymore. And I was trying to say like, yeah, I just listen to my body without necessarily saying, and then at the end of it, I'm like, you know, like intuitive eating. Like, I was just trying to bring it in lightly because it's kind of hard to explain everything at once. And, you know, so then that kind of conversation happened and then we moved on and he kind of was like, oh, he's like, yeah, I've gained, He's talking about gaining weight, but then he's like, you know what? I just like rollerbladed for like 6 miles and I feel, and I saw all these guys at the gym and they were all buff and stuff and whatever. And he was saying to himself, but like, why does that matter? I feel really good. And I'm like, exactly. Why would you need to change your body if you're already, and he's, getting older. So he's like feeling good. He's moving his body. Yes, he's at a higher weight, but he feels good. I'm like, that's exactly it. That's it. So that conversation moved on. And then over Labor Day, another family member came up to me that who hasn't seen me. Well, they live in Scotland, so they never see me. And then she just said, like, oh, how do you keep your figure having 2 kids? And that's typically what people say, like, if you have kids and
And you don't, your body doesn't look like you had kids, then you have one.
then you have done something magical, right? Which, I have not. And so again, I said to her, I don't actually do anything. I don't follow a plan. And I was trying to explain intuitive eating in a very like nonchalant way, like, in my pack, because she's like, yeah, because you used to do all like the Herbalife stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. Like, I'm not into that. And I just said, I used to restrict a lot of food. I used to put myself on a diet plan, and I used to restrict a lot of foods that I thought were quote unquote bad. And I realize now that allowing myself to eat what I want, I actually have a much better relationship with food, and I'm able to eat in a way that makes me feel good. So this might sound a little diety, but once I am able to have whatever I want, I naturally don't like binge on ice cream, so I eat less of it. Not that that's the point, but he just eats the amount that it feels good. So we're having this conversation, but then in my head, but I also said to her, yes, and people are telling us in the world to have this body. All of society is supposed to have this body, and if it doesn't look like this body, you have done something wrong. Because she said, oh, okay, well, intuitive eating works for you. And then I just kind of let it go because I was like, okay. And I just laughed and was like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, and then, okay, let's talk about it on the podcast. What I really wanted to say is, like, it's not that it worked for me. It works for everybody if you are listening to your body and you do what you want to do. Because I did try to say to her, not everybody has to look like this body. Everybody's body is going to do what it's going to do. So it's not like it worked for me. It's just my body just did this anyway. It's not like I forced it or tried. And somebody, I just told her, I said, all bodies are going to look differently no matter what. We don't all have to look like this one societal perfect body that people talk about. And so she's like, okay, like I think she maybe kind of understood that probably still, but yeah, whatever. It still works for you, But it's true. And that's when I really was just like, gosh, intuitive eating is just not about working or not working. It's if you choose to not be a dieter and not restrict and kind of take on these 10 principles of intuitive eating, as well as shifting your mindset and having a healthier relationship with food in your body and movement, whatever happens, I believe it has quote unquote worked. Like there's not a it worked or not worked. It's just I believe it all worked.
Yeah. And I think maybe like when someone says it didn't work is like they actually didn't find that spot where they were genuinely intuitive eating. It's like they didn't go far enough. They did not practice it. They did not establish that trust with their body. They did not actually allow all food. They may have quote unquote tried it, ate whatever they wanted for a week, and then said, oh, that doesn't work, and then
Well, the
went
beginning
back
of
to
intuitive eating
dieting.
is very uncomfortable. It is, because you start doing things that are scary and out of the norm that you used to do as a dieter. So, yes, your body will. I mean, I definitely in the beginning, when I went from like not dieting to intuitive eating, I gained weight for sure. And I was happy because I was like, so nice to be able to like, I can eat this or I can eat this. It was fun. Like, oh, there's just candy on the counter and I can just eat it if I want. Cool. It's not about restricting. So of course, naturally, my body gained weight because I was restricting so much. So it makes sense. And that's uncomfortable. As dieters, your whole life, you're just trying to lose weight, but now you're like allowing yourself to just let go and trust. And if your body gains weight, you think you're doing something wrong, and that's scary. But that's part of the process. I'm not saying you have to gain weight. I'm just
But
saying
it's a com I mean, it's pretty
it's a
common at the
common,
beginning.
yeah, for
And then
sure.
I have found for myself too, it's like then I kind of leveled out later on. But the key is that doesn't matter. The key is to be present, and an intuitive eating is really a practice of living. It's like a way to live. So is it working? Well, are you listening to your body? Are you not obsessing about food all day? Has binge eating stopped? Is your brain not filled with body image thoughts and food thoughts? Are you like putting food and body in its place? Are you feeling all right physically? Are you able to take care of yourself without a meal plan? If those things are yes, it's working.
Yeah.
Like
whatever your body does, it's working.
Exactly. It's really more of a mental pursuit than a physical pursuit. Like the positive effects that show it's working for intuitive eating are like how your thoughts change, how your mind changes, how not being obsessive, not fixating on food, not binge eating. It's like these effects are the real things that we're going after with intuitive eating, not did your body lose weight or do you look a certain way now, or over years did your body settle into the it's quote unquote happy weight or set points. Like that is almost irrelevant. Like yes, it's part of it because that's going to happen, but that's really not in any realm of why it's working or why you should go down this road.
Right. And let's go super extreme. Let's talk about more of like the eating disorder world and like anorexia. So but people who do suffer with anorexia when they are recovering, or orthorexia or whatever, when let's just say you are underweight, whatever that means, but we kind of know what that means if it's at the very extreme. When they, you know, people who have, you know, this need help with this, and they start actually, you know, feeding themselves and eating regularly throughout the day, they are gaining weight because now they're actually eating. They went from not eating to now eating. And then I'm sure, hopefully, as they become, you know, they start gaining weight and their body is physically healthy, then to create a healthy relationship with food again, it's not putting them on a diet. It's most likely intuitive eating. It's just is what we think. So they gained weight. Did it work for them? You know, it's like you got to look at both extreme sides.
Course, we know anorexia can come in any body size. So
that's true.
But that's kind of like the typical stereotypical image of it. But as we know, you can be in any size body and be diagnosed.
Yes, thank you. Anorexia. Thank you for pointing that out, because that's 1,000% true. So I meant just like, let's bring it to the most extreme side of like somebody who actually does gain weight and now is an intuitive eater. Like that doesn't mean it didn't work. That means it worked for their body. Now that they're eating and listening to their body and fueling themselves, okay, that it worked for them because now they're listening to their bodies. And yes, anybody who's going through any struggle with food, whatever disorder it is, it's at any body size, because everybody can. Yes, I actually feel really bad for not pointing that out. So thank you for pointing that out. Somebody be like coming at me after this session, or this podcast. So it's just really just like bringing awareness to yourself and whatever is going on with you and whatever you're doing and whatever your experience is and whatever you're eating and whatever, however you're moving. It's like if your mind is feeling pretty good and your body's just like following your lead, kind of. Well, it's like you're on a team. It's like your body's following your lead, but you're also following your body's lead. It's kind of like it's back and forth. Then that's all you can do, really. Like there really is no control other than just allowing yourself to follow your body signals.
Yeah, and that's a huge part of it too. Is like, if you're able to let go of control, it's going to work a lot better. I actually had a discussion with somebody about this earlier today, about like grieving that false sense of control, right? Because we always thought, oh, dieting, we have control. And now with intuitive eating, I just have to let it all go. And I can't do these things that'll help me be in the body I want to be in. It's like, well, did those diets actually work? Were you able to control your weight? Not in any sort of long-term capacity. So intuitive eating works when we let go. And that is really the opposite of anything we're told in our society, like capitalist society, diet culture, all of it is like control it, morph it to your will, make the world do what you want. And it's like, actually, a lot of wellness, health, and happiness comes from letting go. That is really the opposite of our society's teachings in every way, shape, and form. So intuitive eating will work a lot better if you're able to let go of controlling what your body's supposed to look like, of trying to control what you're quote unquote supposed to be eating, all of that stuff.
Yeah. And just to, like, you know, story time, I was talking to a friend, and we'll see, I don't know, I think she listens to the podcast, so I'm going to talk about you. I'm not going to say your name though. She was saying, like, she was with some family, and the family is pretty overbearing. She doesn't live with them. Like, she's on her own. But she was back in town for some stuff. And, you know, they're just really intense about, like, commenting on bodies, commenting on, like, what she's eating. And without realizing it, she could tell, like, after a couple weeks of being with them that, like, she actually was, like, really, like, she was eating, but she felt pretty restrictive in how she was eating. And then she kind of, after her couple weeks at home, she realized, like, she was now away from her family, and she was, like, messaging, like, she's like, I feel like I'm binging right now. Like, I'm just, like, sitting and watching TV, and, like, I'm eating all this food that I normally eat, but I just feel like I'm having a lot of it. I feel like I went to the store and bought all, like, this sodas thing, and I bought all this dessert, and I'm just, like, eating, and I'm just like, this is absolutely the most common response to restriction, and especially to people, like, managing and controlling your food. Like, when you become free and you can do what you want, it's like your body's like, oh, and it's like you need to, like, kind of have that experience. So I'm like, do it, allow yourself, like, you, no restriction, have it. I'm like, I promise it will quiet down. And if that's not just, like, the most, like, eye-opening experience to feel like, oh my gosh, like, literally restriction, aka dieting, has this reverse effect that you're gonna, like, have this, you know, not necessarily, I mean, it could be binging, but it could also just be, like,
just that going, pendulum. Yeah.
And I'm like, and once you just allow yourself to just have it, don't restrict it, it's gonna quiet down. You're still gonna eat the things that you're eating right now or and drinking, but it's gonna not feel like you're, like, purposely going to get it because you need it because you've been restricted. It's just going to be in your life in a healthy way, like, healthy as in balanced and
non-disordered.
Yeah, non-disordered. So it's just really important to just really allow yourself to have what your body's asking you for, because it's going to come back to, and this was, you know, not to fault anybody. It's like, yeah, it was the family that was kind of, like, putting all the pressure on, like, how you eat and don't eat that and don't, and this is restrictive, da, 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 da. But even if you do it to yourself, like, if you put rules on yourself, it's important to just really have that. It's hard to just trust and just let go for sure. But do you see how it actually is, like, reverse effect? Mm-hmm. The more you hold on, the, like, more effect that will happen on the backside. Which in reality is
well, that's why it's a cycle, right? Because it keeps going and going and going, and there's no exit. It's the diet cycle, whether it's, oh, I'm at my parents and then I feel like I can't eat as much. So then I'm on the other end, and then I go back to trying to, you know, I want to make up for that. And then you're round, around, around, around. That's why this work is so hard. And that's why we do this for 10, 20, 30 years. When it makes no sense, once you're out of it and you look back, you're like, what the hell was I doing? But you were stuck in a cycle, and cycles are particularly harmful because there's no exit. They're infinite. You just go round and round and round and round and round. Like, there is no end. It's never ending. So that's what intuitive eating talks about when we talk about it working. It's like you've exited the cycle. You are now on a more even plane. You are just existing on a more gentle approach. Like, you are just living instead of being in the cycle. So once you've exited the cycle, it's worked.
Right. And like we've talked about, like, we keep saying intuitive eating, but it's almost silly because it's literally just eating, but we have to call it intuitive eating because diet culture just, like, came in and, like, barfed everywhere and made us all ruined us, and now we have to be like, oh, now we're intuitive eaters. But it's like, literally, this is just eating and just like not labeling food as good and bad. Because, you know, if we just ate how we did when we were kids, we would, you know, just grow up and continue. I don't know. I think there's nothing wrong with learning about nutrients. You know, I don't think there's a problem with like having some knowledge around like the food that you put in your body. But if you're gonna limit like
But it also needs
all
to
the,
be
if you're gonna,
accurate knowledge, because I feel like the knowledge we think we have is from diet culture.
right, of course. So it's like, where is it all coming from? Because if you're gonna limit desserts, but you're gonna allow brown rice or whatever, then there's some, then that's, we're missing the mark. Because that's not in our opinions, and I will say our is, that's not healthy to us. Like if we're gonna talk about like having a healthy relationship with food in your body, or just listening to what feels good in your body. Like if you're gonna limit certain foods and allow only the quote unquote good, then you're setting yourself up for some extreme damage moving forward
Yeah,
for
and then it
years and
will
years.
feel like it's not working because it you haven't gotten there yet. So just and before you judge intuitive eating to be working, before we sign off here, realize, oh, this is going to take time for me to feel the effects of it, quote unquote, working. I need to give this a real chance. I need to play this out. I need to give it like give it minimum
Well,
6
we've been doing
months.
this for what, like 7 years now?
Yeah.
So, I
I'm still
mean,
learning things about myself and my body and
well, especially throughout the, you know, you, I have learned also that every, at any time, your whole life can flip upside down and change, and you could be different, and everything can be different. So, every time your life is morphing into a new chapter, you're also not that. I mean, food can be pretty consistent, but I'm just saying it can also, it can alter. So you can learn things. And so it's never one way. Every, that life is evolving and changing, and there's like literally impermanence of life all over the place. So it's not like, oh, intuitive eating looks this way. It may look completely different. And I don't know, sometimes you like different foods too. Like you might have liked something, now you don't like it anymore. So it just really is not one way ever. And just like take at the present moment whatever you're feeling, whatever is feeling good to you in your body, however you're listening to your body, it doesn't, it's just that is what it's going to be in the present moment, not what happened in the past or what you should do in the future. It's what's happening in the present moment. That's
Woohoo!
right. Bam, bam. Well, everybody, just continue on your way. I think we're just
Keep on
here to
keeping
keep,
on. We're here to encourage you to not give up.
yeah, just keep on going. If you ever feel like this isn't working for me, re-listen to this podcast if it was helpful, because it's not about is it working or not working for me, or like looking left or right is never going to be helpful because everybody's body's different. So it's literally not even in comparison. So there's zero comparison in intuitive eating. That's 100%. I guess an opinion, but I also think it's a fact. And just keep going. And we're here to support you along the way. So if you do need extra support, we got some private coaching. If you'd like to do that, you can apply. We'll link the form for you. You can also become a member of our app, Undiet Your Mind, which is going to evolve in the next few months, which
Pretty
I'm excited about.
soon,
But we'll
we'll give you
yeah,
the
we'll
updates
start,
on
we'll roll
that.
it out a little later. But for now, we got the app that's going now, which is awesome, and we'll link that too. So that's it for today, and we'll see you next time.
You're fine.
Music for How to Love Your Body is by Grace Harabi. You can find her at kasadiband.com.
If you like the How to Love Your Body podcast, please rate and review it. It really helps a lot and gets the Undiet message out to more people. Thanks, bye.